MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Don't forget the Festival of Lights, Songs of Christmas, December the 2nd, in Ruidoso, beautifully lit and fantastically festive. The Festival of Lights Parade brings friends and family together for a great night of twinkling lights and togetherness in the winter wonderland of Ruidoso. This year's theme is Songs of Christmas. Again, it comes up on Saturday, December the 2nd. Roswell police have made an arrest in connection with the shooting of a man found dead last month behind a local residence, 49-year-old Carlos Archuleta, detained last Thursday during a traffic stop near Union Avenue and Post Street. The arrest came a day after an arrest warrant issued for Archuleta on charges of second-degree murder and receipt, transportation, and possession of an explosive device or firearm by a felon related to the deadly shooting of 33-year-old Corey Deck. An autopsy ruled Deck's death a homicide after he'd been struck twice in the chest, once in the back, once in the elbow area of his right arm. Witnesses also said Archuleta and Deck had a contentious relationship, with one person who recalled allegedly hearing Archuleta once admit to stabbing Deck on a previous occasion. The push to hire more local law enforcement means a push for more money. Leaders from the New Mexico Department of Public Safety and New Mexico State Police took their request to the Legislative Finance Committee. They're asking for more than $14 million to make NMSP officers the highest paid in the state, with a starting salary of about $80,000 a year. That's about a 15% pay raise. The former chief says he's glad to see the administration fighting for its officers. According to the presentation to the Finance Committee, officers making about $33.35 per hour in fiscal year 2025. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.